It's 5:34, the drive home getting a little better with a little bit of live music for you today. It's another live in-studio session on 90.3 KNBA with a gentleman who has been around, oh, for a long time, we'll say. We'll just say he's been around forever. He's an Alaskan music veteran who has shared his guitar work with us for years, but also shared his guitar experience with many other up-and-coming artists through the Anchorage area. Rick Brooks has taken the microphone here with us today to share details about his new CD and his upcoming CD release party. Welcome, Rick. How you doing?
Pretty good, Warren.
This is a quiet little fall Wednesday, but you got some big activity tonight. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm playing it, doing a CD release. My CD is the Mississippi John Hurt songbook, and I went to bring it to my friends at Chilkoots, and since that was my first solo gig, they thought it would be a good idea for me to do my CD release there.
It was your first solo gig when?
1994.
That was a while back now. Interestingly, I was just, I pulled an album out earlier today from 93 and thought, didn't think much about how long ago it really was, but a lot has happened since the 90s.
Yeah.
How's your career progressed since that first opening solo gig?
You know, it took off pretty quick, and it got to the point where I started doing opening acts within a year, and within about 3 or 4 years, started doing some tours outside, did a couple national radio shows, did the, what was the one, West Coast Live. That was fun.
I remember that.
And then, and my son was born about 14 years ago. And
that changes things.
That changes things a lot. And I was on the road, and he was about 6 weeks old, and I decided I didn't want to be on the road. And I can stay busy enough here playing what I want to play, so that's what I did.
And you've also been an instructor for several of the Acoustic Alaska guitar camps.
Ten of them. In a row.
And that has trained a whole lot of musicians to be musicians.
Yeah.
What kind of training did you have?
Oh, my God. A couple things really stand out. One is when I was about 11, I'd been playing probably 2 years. I had an instructor, we were living in Fort Bragg, and he taught me finger picking. He taught me blues progressions. I learned the chord progression to Song for My Father by Horace Silver. He's teaching an 11-year-old kid all this stuff. Strumming Beatles tunes, just a ton of stuff. And it turns out, I found out about 10 years ago, I Googled his name, and it turns out he was one of Andre Segovia's private students. You know, so he knew his stuff, and he knew how to teach a kid. And it really set a good template for everything that's come after that.
7 o'clock tonight over at Chilkoot Charlie's.
7 to 10.
A chance to go see Rick Brooks showcase his guitar work and his new CD. His new CD is here in studio. We've been spinning it this week and last week. The Mississippi John Hurt Songbook. Before I have you jump on into a song for folks, why'd you choose this style of CD and this artist?
It was an accident. It was really an accident. I learned to finger pick in college, or finger pick blues, and do it a little bit more seriously. And John Hurt is one of the first ones that you know that you pick up. He's really foundational. And so I was learning his songs on my weekends off in Mississippi, at my Aunt Belle's house. I used to stay with her, and you know she was like a second mom going back to the time I was born. And about 6 or 8 years ago, she was passing away. So I recorded some John Hurt tunes for her and just sent them down to her. She passed away about 6 months later. And I went back to listen to them a couple years ago. And they sounded like the good foundation for a CD. I'd never planned on doing a CD really at all, ever. it's in the back of my head, it'd be nice, but I never really put it in motion. And Dennis Lynn, my buddy, just, you know, put me on the track and made sure that I got it all done, and did an amazing job with the production and engineering.
Yes, when we played the CD, I loved the sound of it.
Yeah.
We'll chat more about Dennis Lind, inspirations, styles, and the blues itself, and how long you've been a part of that here in Anchorage. Let's hear some music from Rick Brooks, who's got a CD release party tonight at Coots, 7 o'clock. What are you going to start out with and share?
I'm going to play Payday. It's a John Hurt tune that's not as well known, but it's very fun. Let me get in tune. I'm in tune. Don't know what more can I do. You know I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama payday. Payday, payday. I'm gonna take you to your mama payday. Now that rabbit in the log, I ain't got no rabbit dog. Lord, I hate to see that rabbit get away. Get away. Get away. But I hate to see that rabbit get away. Yeah, about a week ago, stole me a ham of meat. Wanna keep my skillet greasy if I can. If I can. If I can. Yeah, you know what happened then. Now that knapsack on my back and the hounds is on my track. Wanna get to my shanty for a day. For a day. Payday.
It's a special edition of the Our Community segment with a live in-studio visit here with Rick Brooks, whose show is tonight, 7 o'clock at Chilcoots. Yep. And he's sharing selections from his CD, Mississippi John Hurt, the Mississippi John Hurt songbook.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking blues a little bit earlier before we jumped on air, and how it can be a musical style that suits meandering pretty well. Or, you know, noodling around and just kind of making something. But the precision with which you work, you know, tell me a little about the marriage between that precision of blues and the meandering of blues.
I think, well, with something like the guitar part on this, I'm in an open tuning, so I can just follow the voice. Now I'm tomorrow. You can just mess around with that. There's a, I think I have a new song. Anyway.
he's coming up with new tracks even as we speak.
And,
the Mississippi John Hurt songbook is filled with, of course, Mississippi John Hurt songs.
Yeah,
any particular favorites you got on there?
Well, for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, over the two or three sessions, we recorded 25 of his tunes. I think his entire catalog is about 80 tunes. And I would go back to the studio with six or eight new tunes every time. And a couple of them, Salty Dog in particular, I learned it that morning. I just hadn't planned on recording it, and I was listening to one of his recordings, and I picked up on it and learned it that morning. We recorded it that afternoon in one take, and I haven't really played it since.
We've got more to share here on KMBA with Rick Brooks and his new CD. I want to make sure we get in a few more tracks, so why don't we jump right to another song that maybe when you're prepared with.
I need to get...
You're going to tune on up. You know, we were talking... I was talking with Rick earlier about some of the friends and We were talking about Dennis Lind. We'll talk about Dennis's contribution to the CD project a little bit later as well, because he had a big part in helping make the sound of this record. And as you listen to the new Rick Brooks project on CD, you'll realize it doesn't sound anything like as simple as it is. It's a piece of guitar work and a voice.
Yeah.
You'd think that could be done easily, but really, that can be done wrong so easily in how you go about recording it. And Dennis did a great job of bringing depth to this record and a sound that just makes it sound current. And you were mentioning that's because you used analog tools instead of digital. And I thought that was fantastic. Instead, again, of just saying, we'll keep it simple and put one mic in front of him and that's it. No, that we still want some depth.
Yeah.
And so these classic songs are pulled together very well by the work of Dennis Lind and Rick Brooks. So when you're looking for something to do tonight, head out to Coots at 7 o'clock, catch his show, and grab this CD if you're a fan of the blues.
Yeah. I said, just to elaborate on that, we originally recorded it, Dennis has, just great, great gear. And we recorded it, and it sounded really too contemporary. So he found an old analog board down in Boston, it's probably from the 70s, an old Neve board. And he called me up and said, hey, let's just go down there and run all the tracks through it. He said, that's gonna fix it. And it fixed it beyond what we both thought was possible. It just came out sounding so great.
So a lesson be learned, play with gear, it's fun.
Yeah.
Play, if you're a musician, play with all kinds of different sorts of gear. Old gear, new gear, see what you want to do.
Well,
old songs, new songs, they all seem to work.
Yeah.
You do well with them. What can you share with us next?
All right, this is probably his most well-known song. This is a song called Candyman. Gather round, that good sweet candy man's in town. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Got a stick candy, it's 9 inch long, and sells fast, hog chew his cone. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Sister Johnson said she always takes a candy stick to bed. It's the candy man. It's the candy man. Don't stand next to the candy man. Eat stick candy in your hand. It's the candy man. Just gets better, so the ladies say, it's the candy man. It's the candy man. Well, you and the candy man, you're getting mighty sick, uh-huh. You might get stuck on the candy man stick, uh-huh.
Such a delicate treatment of such a naughty song.
It's not a kid's song?
I don't believe so. I think it's appropriate for Coots tonight.
Yeah, I think it is.
If you want to head to his show, 7 till 11 o'clock is a showcase of Rick Brooks and his music, as well as this new CD project, the Mississippi John Hurt songbook. Yeah. Hey, it's John's song. It's not yours.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Bill, tell us about the friends who are coming along with this CD project and maybe showing up tonight.
Yeah, oh, they will be showing up.
So, tell us more about the friends that helped
you. Well, Dennis Land will be playing harmonica on a few tunes. And then Kathy Strock and I worked out about half a dozen songs from Bessie Smith to John Prine, a couple others. Dolly Parton song. I rearranged Jolene.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to see how that one works out. And we're going to throw it up in the air and see what lands. It should be fun. Kathy, you know, Katie's such a good singer. It's a pleasure to work with her. So it should be fun. Even if we mess them up, it's going to be fun.
You still working with folks, instructing, teaching at all?
No, not at the camp anymore.
Right.
Just sort of moving on as far as that.
I didn't know outside of the camp whether there was also any other projects.
I teach regularly.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of starting to teach small groups again, little workshops. You know, maybe I'll get together with one of the music stores and just, you know, try to keep the classes down to about five or six people and do specific subjects. You know, like do a three-hour workshop on open tunings or a three-hour workshop on country blues or, you know, that sort of thing. But keep it specific. It wouldn't necessarily be advanced in any case. But we'll see what happens. I taught all that material for so long, and I have all that curriculum. I hate to see it just sitting there.
That's a good point. You have a meticulous nature about you.
Yeah.
Do you ever find that getting in the way of your musicianship?
Yeah.
Being too meticulous and maybe trying too hard to get something correct?
Well, a couple of examples. The one, I worked with Roland White about 3 years ago from the Kentucky Colonels. And that same summer, I did the festival out in Seldovia with Dan Crary. And I've always listened to bluegrass music and I always thought it'd be nice to play it. And so I made a list of about 45 fiddle tunes, and I'm learning how to flat pick. I'm not very good at it by any stretch of the imagination. It takes hours a day. Well, I'd say about 10 hours a week of practice. And I'm 2.5-3 years into it and not getting very far. I won't say that. I'm actually doing okay. But I'm not going to be sitting in with Todd Grebe anytime soon. And then another example, I've always been a finger picker as far as acoustic. And watching players like Richard Thompson and Alvin Lee and some other guys, they use what's known as hybrid picking. They use a pick and fingers. And I've done Richard Thompson tunes for years. But when I go back and try to play like him, like you say, the meticulous thing, I'm trying to get them note for note just so I get the technique and the style correct so that I can maybe use it on my own later. And I'll tell you, man, the songs that I used to play easily, I'm not doing them right now. They'll come back in the next few months, but man, they're taking a lot of work.
Well, the songs I've heard on the new CD, the Mississippi John Hurt Songbook, sound spot on in a good way. In other words, I'm not comparing them to John's songs, but they sound spot on to what I would hope. They don't sound at all like somebody trying to sound like someone else.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think there's a reason for that. I bought every recording I could find of Hurt when it became a project. I bought every recording, probably 18 or 20 CDs, live CDs, everything. And, you know, I would end up with one or two versions of one song. But songs like Candyman, I would find seven or eight versions of that song. And he never played it the same twice. So what I did was I learned as much as I could of as many versions as I could. And when it came time to record, I didn't keep any of them in mind.
There you go.
And I just let it, you know, I just let what I knew from his different versions sort of flow into what I was doing.
That sounds like a good approach.
It's meticulous.
You don't get locked down. We have about 6 minutes before the top of the hour, World Cafe coming up next at 6 o'clock, and we'd love to share a couple more songs. Let's see if we can squeeze
one more.
Yeah, about a four-minute track or something would be suiting us perfectly. Can you showcase for us?
Well, this one here, it was a tune done by, it's recorded by at least a dozen musicians from the era, a song called Staggily, and it's about a real event. It's about a murder that took place. And one of the reasons I like a lot of older songs is they're pretty raw in their subject matter. They didn't really worry about, you know, people getting worried about it. So here's his version of Staggily, or my version of his version of Staggily.
Thank you.
officer, how can it be? You arrest everybody, but cruel Stagger-ly, that bad man, that cruel Stagger-ly. Stagger-ly was a bad man, everybody knows, yeah, he's a bad man. That bad man, oh, cruel Stagger-ly. Billy Lyon told Stagger-ly, please don't take my life. I got three little children, got a darling, loving wife. That bad man, that cruel Stagger-ly. What I care about your little children, your darling, loving wife. You done stole my Stetson hat, I'm bound to take your life. That bad man, that cruel Stagger-ly. Boom, 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 with that 44 when I spied Billy Lyon, he's a lying on the floor. That bad man, that cruel Stagger-ly. Gentlemen of the jury, what you think of that? Stagger-ly killed Billy Lyon on a $5 Stetson hat. That bad man, that cruel Stagger-ly. On the gallows, hands held up high. At 12 o'clock they killed him, so glad to see him die. That bad man, that cruel Stagger-ly.
Warm guitar sounds from Rick Brooks live in studio at KNBA. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, sure.
And thanks to Dennis Lind out there. If you're listening, Dennis, thank you for helping put together a fantastic album for Rick. And we'll be spinning it on the radio.
Yeah, we're working on the next one already.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Good news.
Yeah, well, when we were in Boston, we were, you know, we ran all those songs through the board. And we, I rented the room for the day. We had about 3 or 4 hours left. So we went through all my backlog of stuff. And we got probably 3 or 4 songs into the next CD right then. And then we got together earlier this week, or no, late last week, and we started making a list on songs of the next CD. We're probably 5 or 6 we're working on already, and I'm going through the archives and finding all sorts of stuff. I'll probably relearn or rearrange some old tunes that I haven't done in a long time. I'm pretty sure we have enough material already. We just got to start the recording process, and it won't be solo. I want to bring in other players and, you know, harmony singers, maybe some cello, stand-up bass, all that kind of stuff.
Any desire to pull from the current crop of artists that are out there right now on the local scene? You mentioned Todd Grebe and Cold Country, maybe some some roots musicians,
definitely.
Some from the alt-rock side.
There are so many great players I'd love to just, you know, get them in the studio and work on my songs, you know.
Well, there's a good chance that Anchorage musicians are going to be collaborating more often because... Well, Anchorage musicians are just abounding. They are staying home. They no longer find their talent and then leave for a big market. They're often staying here. And Rick, I appreciate you staying here all these years as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I see the concert poster for tonight's CD release party has a then and now picture.
Oh, yeah. That picture is from my first solo gig.
So basically 94 through
16, yeah.
Yeah, through 2016. It doesn't seem like it was that long of a period, does it?
And a lot of the same people will be there. It's gonna be interesting.
Coots still kind of looks the same. 7 o'clock tonight, Chilcoot Charlie's Rick Brooks CD release party. Thanks again for coming in. We've got more great programming. Stick around. It is music tonight from the World Cafe at 6 o'clock, followed by Borealis Bluegrass Breakdown. And then you got yourself a very cool show called Echoes tonight at 10. Get the full program guide at KMBA.org. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 3 o'clock for another edition of the Afternoon Music Show. Thanks for listening. For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to KMBA.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.